I'm very pleased to be able to talk about my father, who came to Wellingarden City in 1938, then was invited to come to Wellingarden to open a music department in what was then the first new, very large department store outside London. And so he did that, and because of his background, as I would say, in collaborating with people, attracting people to music, very much making collective groups of people to do things, he also set up concert parties here, which were then presented in the store in what was then called the Parkway Restaurant, which is now in John Lewis, the place to eat. And he was able to get a group of people, all amateurs, and they performed, and they raised money for supporting the troops in the Second World War. And this was, in fact, a successful series of concert parties, and I think people certainly supported them very well. He also wrote music for that, but he also helped in producing, or did the music side of performances at the Barn Theatre, Cinderella at Christmas time, and other pantomimes of that sort. And the other thing which he was able to do, because of obviously people interested in music came to his department in the stores, one of them was a celebrated lady called Dorothy Hess, who was a music teacher of some renown and practiced in Wellingarden City, but also had a practice in London as well, and knew lots of soloists and other people in London. And so a concert club was set up so that these people could come to Wellingarden City and perform. But interestingly, I do remember that this was on the basis that they all received a fee. There was a great aversion to asking people to do things for nothing. That was not thought to be a very nice idea. And so she arranged for these people. My father, through the store, obviously supported this. And as far as I remember, certainly the store's management were very actively involved in promoting and helping and doing all these things. It all seemed to be a sort of very enthusiastic and collaborative effort. Even supported rather sort of grumpily sometimes, I think, by Bernard Shaw, who would appear, so I'm told, in a way, always a bit sort of late, but nevertheless determined to make an entrance. I suppose for about 10 years, I would think. And then everything started to change. This was, again, by 1950, really, I suppose. And the whole idea of music making and having a piano in your home and all that sort of thing after the Second World War really altered. And gramophones, music, and other sort of forms of listening to music became far more prevalent. And so the whole sort of concept of doing things together in these sort of groups still continued, but in much more specialised sort of way. It wasn't this sort of general popular view of things. And as far as I know, the store decided that they no longer wanted a music department, and because it was quite a large setup, and they changed that, and my father then obviously didn't have a job anymore. So we moved. Well, I was very much involved with music, and my father, of course, thought it would be really good if I was a very good pianist, and I always remember being quite worried about that. I was a pupil of Dorothy Hess, and she was a very formidable and good teacher, but quite rightly expected extremely high results. And although I struggled to get to the point where I would have been at one of her sort of promotional concerts, got that far, in the way sometimes happens in life, there was a rather remarkable circumstance, which at the time seemed awful. Looking back, perhaps was providential, and that was that I caught scarlet fever, which was in the school, and in those days that was quite a serious disease. So I had to be away from school and away from music lessons, and indeed from this promotional concert of hers. But she was a remarkable person, and I think highly regarded professionally, but also I think quite a character in the area.